Hello, this is Evan Kane. I'm a First Nations Two-Spirit writer from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The stories you see on my website or here in my podcast are my original creations I'm sharing with the world. If you like what you see, click on the green Buy Me a Coffee button on my website or the My Ko-fi account on Podbean to pay what you can as a way of showing your support. Follow me in social media and check my website for new stories, podcasts, and ideas. The story today is titled, Taste the Memories. Dr. Charles Emerson watched the projection screen in the executive boardroom. Assistants stacked several folders on the tabletop in front of him, then departed. Three men, lab technicians, stood off to his left, exchanging nervous glances amongst themselves. On the screen was a man seated at a table. A woman, off-screen, prompted him with questions. Sensor pads were placed on the man's head and hands. The bottom of the screen displayed his vital signs.
So, Mr. Zales, anything that comes to mind, any memories, please let me know. Just relax.
Can I continue to sample the drink? Zales asked.
Please do, although keep in mind, the flavor isn't what we're concerned with.
It is quite good, though.
Sir, if I may, the oldest of the three men interjected. He was the lead technician. No, you may not, Dr. Emerson barked. His eyes remained glued to the screen. Zales took another sip from a glass.
I feel like I'm 10 years old again.
Zales spoke as if in a trance.
Yes, go on. Describe what you're feeling. If you see anything, if it helps, close your eyes.
The woman softly prompted. The lead technician interrupted again.
Sir, up to this point, it's one of the most promising results from the memory solution, and I feel...
Shut up, Dr. Emerson stated. Zales spoke with his eyes closed.
I'm running across the old field, chasing my dog Wally. God, it's a beautiful summer day. So perfect.
Wally, come here, boy. Come here.
No, go there. Wally, come back!
Emerson leaned forward. He had noticed the change in Zale's composure. Two of the lab technicians were sweating heavily.
Wally! No! Wally! No! Mom!
Zale screamed and broke down in tears. A man rushed into the room as the screen went to black. Emerson looked at the three nervous men. Where in these folders is the formula Mr. Zale consumed? One of the technicians stumbled forward and retrieved a file, handing it to Dr. Emerson, who flipped it open and began reading the chemical breakdown. Gentlemen, Mr. Zale's lawyer has informed us his client, thanks to our chemical solution, remembered the summer his mother swerved the car into a tree in an attempt to avoid hitting the family dog. Both died. When last I left you, I gave specific instructions and a fucking list of approved flavors that would bring joyous memories, Emerson said with a growing edge of snideness in his voice. Cinnamon, orange, rose, for example, all lovely flavors and scents which worked with the formula. He reached over to a pen on the table and circled the bottom portion of the page, which listed the chemical breakdown. Can you tell me what inspiration grabbed you so that you decided to add these last two ingredients? The lead tech cleared his throat.
Well, sir, we thought these additions would accentuate the natural botanical tastes already existing in the solution.
Emerson looked up at the man. My company has worked on this chemical formula for memory retrieval for several years, refining it. If you dipshits wanted to improve the flavor, add more sugar. Instead, you dropped in some unapproved floral extracts. Tell me, do you know what marigold and poppies have in common? The three men looked at each other and remained silent.
You idiots.
They symbolize grief. Thanks to you, our formula is perfect for making anyone relive their worst memory. One of the assistants returned to the boardroom, carrying a tray with three identical drinks. She placed them on the table nearest the technicians and departed. But if you don't believe me, try out the solution yourself. At that, Emerson leaned back in his chair, a cold smile on his face. I understand. The taste is quite memorable. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoyed the story. Again, if you like what you hear, come back to evancane.com on a regular basis and support me on my Ko-fi account.